The Timeless Physics of Good to Great. I just finished presenting my research to a set of internet executives in the late 1990s gathered at a conference, when a hand shot up from the back of the room. The young man attached to the hand glared at me and said, "Will your findings continue to apply in the new economy? Don't we need to throw out all the old ideas and start from scratch?" It's a legitimate question, as we do live in a time of dramatic change. And it comes up so often that I'd like to dispense of it right up front, before heading into the meat of the book. Yes, the world is changing, and it's going to continue to change. But that does not mean we should stop the search for timeless principles. Think of it this way. While the practices of engineering continually evolve and change, the laws of physics remain relatively fixed. I like to think of our work as a search for timeless principles, the enduring physics of great organizations that will remain true and relevant no matter how the world changes around us. Yes, the specific application will change, the engineering, if you will. But certain immutable laws of organized human performance, the physics, will endure. The truth is, there's nothing new about being in a new economy. Every economy is a new economy. Those who faced the invention of electricity, the telephone, the automobile, the radio, or the transistor, did they feel it was any less of a new economy than we feel today? Of course not. And in each rendition of the new economy, the best leaders have adhered to certain basic principles with rigor and discipline. Some people will say that the scale and pace of change is greater today than any time in the past. Perhaps. I doubt it, but I'll grant that perhaps that might be true. Even so, some of the companies in our Good to Great study faced rates of change that rival anything in our new economy. For example, during the early 1980s, the banking industry was completely transformed in about 3 years, as the full weight of deregulation came crashing down. It was certainly a new economy for the banking industry. Yet Wells Fargo applied every...